Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This slow but steady economic recovery is welcome, certainly, but politically it might not be exactly what you would want to take credit for as a sitting president.
We're not there yet. We've got more work to do. Even though our businesses are creating new jobs and have broken record profits, nearly all the income gains of the past 10 years have continued to flow to the top 1%. The average CEO has gotten a raise of nearly 40% since 2009. The average American earns less than he or she did in 1999.
President Obama speaking yesterday on the economy at Knox College in Illinois. We wanted to know what some average Americans are thinking about the U.S. economy right now. On our Takeaway Facebook page, we asked, who or what would it take to restore your faith in the economy? Carrie McKernan said, a population of less selfish, less self-serving people and companies, people, companies, leaders willing to invest in the long-term future instead of short-term gains and agendas. Saul Olivares wants an infrastructure bill along with a student loan relief bill. Both would help millions, thanks to Saul. Stacey Cooper says overturn Citizens United and probably a new Congress. Bill Ruggiero is looking for, quote, a miracle. Lazaro Bermudez wants something radical, a complete dissolution of the government and new elections with not one single incumbent, just a start, he says. And Juniper Sales wants to keep it going with real immigration enforcement and clean, free, or cheap public transportation. Well, the government has actually cut costs and held the line on taxes, and that has been a contributor in some small way, according to economists, to the recovery. But even on that, the president wants none of his fingerprints.
Then, rather than reduce our deficits with a scalpel, by cutting out programs we don't need, fixing ones that we do need that maybe are in need of reform, making government more efficient, instead of doing that, we've got folks who've insisted on leaving in place a meat cleaver called the sequester that's cost jobs, it's harmed growth, it's hurt our military, it's gutted investments in education and science and medical research.
We're going to welcome Dave Gassett back to the program. He's a mechanic in Arkansas, has worked for the federal government, supporting the Defense Department for 38 years. Dave, welcome.
Hello, John.
Sequester hurting you particularly?
Oh, heavens, yes. When they first started all this with the sequestration, they cut out all of our overtime. For me personally, it took between $800 and $1,600 out of my monthly pay. And now that we've gone into actual furlough, that's going to take another $800 out of my monthly pay.
Now, how come you're having such problems and Lockheed Martin, the biggest defense contractor in the world, reports 10% increase in profits?
Well... That's because we haven't got a pay raise in going on 4 years now. The cost of everything has gone up in the meantime, to include our medical insurance. And when you set up a budget for a household, you set it up on your known monthly income. And it doesn't matter what pay grade they are. Everybody does the same thing. And when you start cutting out large portions of that, you know, and here lately it's another 20%. That has a huge effect on what you can and can't do.
So the sequester has really hurt the small defense contractors, the small areas of federally supported industries in the Pentagon budget, and not hurt the big guys.
No, it hasn't hurt the big guys. And some of those big guys being our politicians, they're exempt by law from any furlough.
Well, Dave Gassett, good luck to you. He's a mechanic in Arkansas. He's worked for the federal government supporting the Defense Department for 38 years, not seeing much of a recovery because of the sequester. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention, dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.